The difference between a light-emitting diode and a laser diode has to do with the type of emission that's used. In both of them, there is spontaneous emission. And spontaneous emission is when you take an electron and put it up into a higher energy state. It will stay there for a certain time, and then it falls back to the lower state, and in the process emits a photon. So here, the drawing is done for an atom. The atom gets up into the excited state. It stays there for a certain recombination time, tau. It's not a strictly defined time. It's average time. It stays in this state, and then it drops down to the lower energy and emits a photon. And the energy of the photon is the energy difference of these two states. This is the type of process that goes on in the fluorescent tubes. They produce light. There you have the atoms collide with each other. So you accelerate the atoms by an electric field. Right when you switch them on, what you have to do first is just accelerate electrons. The electrons hit the atoms and ionize some of them. And then the positive ions are in an electric field, and they get accelerated. And then you get ion-atom collisions. Through these collisions, sometimes electrons go into a higher energy state, stays there for a short period of time, and sends out a photon. And this photon just goes in a random direction. For a light-emitting diode, we put electrons up into the higher state by just injecting them into the conduction band. And this is a forward-biased diode. So on the N side, in forward bias, the electrons are moving towards the junction. On the P side, the holes are also moving towards the junction, but you could think of that as taking electrons out of the valence band. They both move towards the junction, and the electrons fall into the holes and send out light. And in a light-emitting diode, the light travels in some random direction. And the idea in a laser is to use stimulated emission.